As devastating as COVID-19 has been, one thing that has brought some comfort is that children seem to rarely get sick. But children's hospitals in Michigan and elsewhere are starting to see kids with symptoms that can be very serious, and they think it could be linked to the virus. Michigan Radio is part of a COVID-19 collaboration with Bridge Magazine and the Detroit Free Press. Joining us today from the Free Press is Kristen Jordan-Shamus. Kristen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Doctors are calling this condition pediatric multi-inflammatory syndrome. Do we know how many kids in Michigan might have this and how sick they are?
Sure. So here in Michigan, doctors say they've seen about 24 cases. Most have been treated at Children's Hospital of Michigan in Detroit. And there was one case that could be related to this syndrome, and it was seen at C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. But in New York, about 100 cases have been reported, including 3 deaths. It's also been seen in kids in Illinois, California, the United Kingdom, and Spain. And some of these kids are very sick, sick enough to require a ventilator or even a heart-lung bypass machine called ECMO.
I understand you've talked to a couple of doctors about this.
I have. I spoke with Dr. Rudolph Valentini at Children's Hospital of Michigan, and I also talked with Dr. Elizabeth Lloyd from C.S. Mott Children's Hospital.
Let's listen to a little bit of what we heard from Dr. Valentini about the kids he's seeing.
Some are intubated. Some are requiring very aggressive IV medications and ICU level of monitoring.
Kristen, how much do doctors know about what's causing this condition?
They're really not sure. It's new. They believe it could be tied to coronavirus. Some of the patients are testing positive for active COVID-19 infections, and some of the kids have antibodies that show that they've previously been infected to the virus, but some children have tested negative for both. I talked to Dr. Lloyd, and she said that there is a suspicion that this is linked to COVID-19.
We suspect that if this is related to COVID, it's more of a post-infectious inflammatory syndrome that occurs after the actual viral infection is either resolving or actually has resolved. That could explain why some patients test negative.
So what should we be looking for? What are the symptoms?
Parents should watch for fever and a rash that lasts a few days in kids. Some children will have a combination of symptoms that could include cracked lips, red irritated eyes, or a bright red tongue. There might be swollen lymph nodes or stomach pain, diarrhea or vomiting. And some kids will also have an unusual swelling or peeling of the skin on the hands or feet. And Dr. Valentini says some kids might have a combination of these factors, not all of them, but maybe a few, and that all of them are reason for parents to consider calling their doctor.
This sounds really scary. Kristen, how worried should parents be about this right now?
Well, there have only been a few kids who've been affected by this so far. And while it is serious, Dr. Lloyd at Mott urges parents not to panic because this inflammatory syndrome appears to be rare. But still, Dr. Valentini says it is changing the perception that COVID-19 doesn't severely affect children.
It makes me nervous, to be very honest. I mean, my kids are grown now, but if I had little ones in school, knowing what I now know, I would want to minimize the exposure risk. And, it seems as though initially we only worried about the children getting infected so that they could potentially share it to their parents who could be at higher risk or their grandparents who could be at much higher risk. But now we're seeing that the kids themselves can be very ill from this.
So this seems like it could have some serious consequences in decisions over things like reopening schools and daycares and summer camps. Have you heard anything about that?
Dr. Valentini seemed pretty concerned about it. And he had said that he could see, because there's now knowledge about this inflammatory syndrome, that he could see online schooling for a while, at least until a vaccine is developed, to try to protect these kids.
Kristen, I happen to know that you are a mom. As you were reporting this story, I mean, was it making you feel more anxious about your own kid?
It did make me nervous, largely because one of my daughters did have some of these symptoms. She has allergies, and her eyes were really, really red a couple of weeks ago. She had a rash, and I thought for sure it just had to be allergies. And so we treated her with her allergy medicine. And then when I talked to Dr. Valentini, I thought maybe I made the wrong decision and maybe I should have called her pediatrician instead. But one thing that he told me was that most of these children do have fever. And even though it is allergy season, and even though children will have rashes and red eyes and that sort of thing in response to the allergens that are out in the air, really, it's fever that should be the additional factor that would make you think that this is something more than just allergies.
Were you able to learn anything about what they're doing for these kids or what the likelihood of recovery might be at this point? I mean, if they're getting treated on ventilators, that sounds pretty serious.
It is very serious. And so far, no children in Michigan have died, Dr. Valentini said. But one of the things that he said is that the sooner kids get in for treatment, the better the outcome will be. So it's really important to take these early symptoms seriously and to get them care right away. He said some children have come into the hospital with relatively normal looking hearts, and then they progress pretty quickly to needing a lot of extra help and having this affect their hearts as well. Super important to get care quickly. Once the children are in the hospital, he said that they're being treated with a combination of treatments. They're using a cocktail that they would ordinarily use for children with Kawasaki's disease, which this syndrome seems to mirror pretty closely. But they're also adding some drugs that are used to treat rheumatological diseases like arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis, for example, or lupus. And this combination of medication seems to be helping a lot of these children. And luckily, here in Michigan, several children have left the hospital and have been discharged home.
Did you hear anything from either of the docs about them being worried about just not knowing who has it the same way they worry about that with COVID?
Yeah, I asked about whether, because it's really hard in Michigan for children to get tested. And I guess it's that way around the country too. I don't imagine that Michigan is really all that special when it comes to that. But the preference for, I should say, the priority for treatment is older people, because older people typically have more severe symptoms to COVID than younger people do. But testing, they said, really won't make that much of a difference because a lot of these children are testing negative for active infection. A lot of these children have antibodies, which show that they might have been exposed weeks ago and are just developing this inflammatory syndrome now.
Chris and Jordan Seamus from the Detroit Free Press reported this story as part of a COVID collaboration between the Free Bridge Magazine and Michigan Radio. Kristen, thank you so much for stopping back in again and for the story.
Thank you, and take care.